A quick update here. I would definitely urge you to start preparing for bank bail-ins. It seems obvious that this is going to happen, perhaps very soon. And I think it's intertwined with the war with Russia and the fact that Russia has just changed their nuclear strike posture to allow them to initiate preventative first strikes against Western nations. And this is in the aftermath of the Nord Stream pipeline explosion, and now knowing that the U.S. and Norway was behind that. So Russia has changed, or is in the process of changing their posture, which means that the U.S. could be nuked at any time, European nations could be nuked at any time, military bases, and so on. When the nukes fly, should that occur, the banks will crater, obviously. You won't have much of a functioning power grid in many areas. You won't have a functioning transactional system. The banks will immediately declare bail-ins via force majeure. And by the way, this is just a critical concept to keep in mind. Any of you who are involved in any kind of contracts whatsoever, including, you know, pensions or loans, or maybe you've loaned money to somebody, or you've invested money in a bank with a CD, you know, or treasuries or whatever. All these entities are going to declare force majeure, which means that they will relinquish any obligation to doing what they had previously promised to do. Once the nukes fly, it's over. All that's going to matter is what you have in your hands, in your possession, under your control. And by the way, for a lot of banks, they will seize your safe deposit boxes also. So just having stuff in a safe deposit box doesn't mean it's actually safe. It becomes a bank deposit box where it's owned by the bank. And yes, they can do that. They will do that. Not only seizing your accounts, obviously, you know, savings account, checking account, CDs, whatever, but they will also seize, in some cases, the contents of your safe deposit box. So in preparation for that, whenever that should occur, and it could be initiated by many things, including a cyber warfare attack on the banking infrastructure, or a nuclear war, or what have you, it's critical to have cash, some cash on hand, and also, I believe, some silver, 1 ounce silver coins, or junk silver coins, which are the pre-1965 coins, such as silver quarters, nickels, and dimes, and so on, that are about 90% or 91% silver content. You need to have a means of off-grid payment and exchange in order to get by during this time when we will be in an off-grid, you know, collapsed situation. The ATMs won't function. You won't be able to get money out of the bank. You won't be able to use credit cards or debit cards or food stamps, any of that, right? The food stamp cards, so-called SNAP cards, will not function. You will have a hard time buying anything, even gasoline or diesel or food. And these grocery stores are going to be forced to accept cash and to limit it to cash because the transactions won't work, you know, electronic transactions. So, and they're going to have to abandon their point of sale systems and inventory control systems as well, because those are all dependent on, you know, cloud-based computing and database transactions and predictive analysis of inventory controls, just-in-time delivery, and all that. That's going to go out the window, folks, for some period of time. Not forever, but for some period of time. So you're going to have extreme shortages, scarcity, and chaos at the grocery stores. Chaos. Fights in the streets, you know, fights in the parking lot, fights in the aisles of the store. You know, just people fighting over what's on the shelf. So it's a good idea not to be there. Or if you are there, it's a good idea to be legally armed in self-defense. And it's a great idea to have extra cash or other forms of currency. So how much cash should you have? Oh, I don't know. How much do you think you're going to need for a few months until things get back, you know, underway? Could this last 6 months in a nuclear war? Yeah, it could last longer. Frankly, it could last anywhere from a few weeks to a couple of years. So it's anybody's guess how long it's going to last, and also how long will cash hold its value? I don't know the answer to that. That's why I think it's reasonable to have a mix of some cash, which may become worthless. We don't know, but it might be useful for some period of time. And then also have gold and silver, which will hold its value. And it may become far more valuable, by the way. And junk silver is a good idea. And I've mentioned a lot of other things that can be very useful in times of barter and trade. And those include power tools, frankly. You know, high-quality power tools with batteries. Solar chargers, the solar power stations, are going to be priceless, absolutely priceless. Just to be able to charge a big lithium battery with some solar panels, you know what that's going to be worth? Oh, by the way, our sponsor in that area is the Satellite Phone Store, SAT123.com. Go there, scroll down, and you'll see the EcoFlow, the solar generators, as they're called, or solar power stations. They're going to be priceless. Also, ammunition. So everything from a .22 long rifle ammo to, of course, 9mm, 45 ACP, even 380 auto to some degree, although I hate that round. But 5.56 for the AR-15s, you know, 308 Winchester for larger rifles, hunting rounds, you know, a 300 Win Mag, and shotgun shells, all of it. It's all going to have value. But especially some of the more self-defense rounds, so 9mm, you know, expanding tip, hollow point, self-defense rounds, probably 300 Blackout as well will have a lot of value. Maybe even 5.56, the M855 green tip rounds would have extra value, I would imagine. And a lot of other calibers, even 40 cal for pistols. Did I mention 45 ACP? Yeah, for 1911s and things like that. But bottom line is, it's good to put your eggs in multiple baskets instead of all your eggs in one basket. Don't trust everything to gold. Don't trust everything to currency. Don't trust everything to ammo. Just spread it around, have some different things, because you're going to have to be adaptive based on what craters and what we're looking at here. It's a very unpredictable situation. So get prepared. Be as ready as you can. We are on the verge of global nuclear war, which potentially, in a worst-case scenario, could start within weeks, literally. I pray to God that doesn't happen, but we need to be ready just in case it does. So get prepared as best you can. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can read my articles at naturalnews.com, and also, of course, follow my podcast at brighteon.com and other channels. Thank you for listening. Take care.